Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get Dr. Graham's book, Angels. But first, here's his message, Faith at Work.
Take God's word and turn with me to the sixth chapter of the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6, and I want to speak to you on the subject, faith at work. If faith works, it certainly should work at work. Have you ever had someone say something like this? Well, I don't mix my religion and business. Regretfully, some people think that way. They have the idea that there is a separation, a dichotomy between that which is sacred and holy and that which is secular. And many people go to church on Sunday and worship and never connect the dots, never get from what happens on Sunday to what happens Monday through Friday and the rest of the week, never experiencing faith at work. But the Christian faith is not simply to be lived in church, but it is to be lived in the marketplace. And that's what our text is about today, putting your faith to work at work. What would happen if someone gave you a fortune? Millions of dollars. What would you do with the rest of your life? Well, a lot of people are thinking, I'll tell you exactly what I would do. I would start out by quitting my job, and then I'd pay off all my bills and get a vacation home or several of them, several places, and spend the rest of my life doing nothing. Well, I'm here to suggest to you today that would not be a good plan for your life. Even if you had all the money in the world, God has given us the privilege and the responsibility of work to invest not only in our own lives and the lives of our families, but to invest in the lives of those around us, our community, and even our world. But unfortunately, according to a Princeton study, 82% of Americans hate their jobs. And unfortunately, many Christians are not very much different when it comes to faith at work. But I'm here to say, according to the Word of God, that we are to live for Jesus Christ every day, 24/7, and that what we do for Christ on the job is vitally important to the significance and the success of our lives. And that's what Paul is teaching us here in Ephesians chapter 6, and I want to show you as we begin reading at verse 5. Bondservants. Now remember, Paul was writing in the context of a culture which had accepted slavery. There were over 6 million slaves in the Roman world. Ultimately, through the process of the salt and the light of the Christian faith in the world, slavery, thank God, was abolished. But in these days, it was a reality. But the principles of work that we see here between slaves and masters is appropriate and applicable to our lives today. The principles are the same in the workforce today. So the subject here really is not slaves and masters, but the subject is how we work. So verse 5 says, "Bondservants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and sincerity of heart as to Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is slave or free. And you, masters, do the same things to them, giving up threatening, knowing that your own master also is in heaven, and there is no partiality with him." Think with me for a few moments about the ministry of everyday work. And then we're going to talk about the motive for everyday work and ultimately the manifestation of everyday work. First, the meaning and the ministry of everyday work. Now, for the Christian, work is not a curse. It is a blessing. The Bible tells us when God created the heavens and the earth that he worked for those 6 days and then he rested on the seventh day. Our Creator God works. And because we are made in the image of God and in Christ remade in the image of God, we also are able, like him, to work. And so much of our self-worth is wrapped up in what we do, what we accomplish in our lives. So many of our relationships are formed through our work relationships. And so much of what we do in terms of meeting people's needs, these also are accomplished through our work. God created us with an emotional need that can, in great part, be met through hard and honest and, yes, a holy day of work. And that's how we move from success to significance in life. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and beginning at verse 12, chapter 3 of Ecclesiastes, I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice and to do good in their lives. And also that every man should eat and drink, listen, and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. God says that to eat and drink and to enjoy the fruit of our labor, the good of our labor, is a gift from God. And what a gift it is. Finding satisfaction in what we do is in and of itself its own reward. You may dream of a day when you don't have to work, but as I've already observed, and as I have also observed over the years, many who do not work or maybe cannot work often become defeated in life and even depressed. They grow restless and discouraged because life is no longer fulfilling without work. Meaningful work brings deep satisfaction. You know, you never retire from the service of Jesus Christ. You may quit your job and not do what you've always done as a career, but you ought to always find something meaningful to do for God and for others. Have you ever experienced the joy of doing a job and doing it in such a way that it becomes just, you know, a labor of love, and you almost lose track of time? You're just in the flow and in the mix, and it's just a wonderful thing when that happens. Well, did you know that's what heaven is going to be like? When we get to heaven, we're going to serve the Lord, the Bible says, day and night. Don't think when you get to heaven that you're going to check out a harp and a halo and sit on a cloud and waste eternity away. No, we're going to be serving God and doing something for Him in all of eternity, and we'll be doing it tirelessly and effortlessly and endlessly because we'll be doing it for Him and for His glory. Well, I'm here to tell you that if you're serving the Lord Jesus Christ, regardless of what your job may be, you can experience the joy and the satisfaction. And it may not be like heaven. You say, you hadn't been on my job site, Pastor. It's not like heaven. It's like something else. But I'm telling you, in your heart and in your own spirit, you can begin enjoying your work rather than enduring your work. When you do what the Apostle Paul says, and that is to do the will of God from the heart, you are a bondservant, a slave of Jesus. And what you do for Him. The next time your boss tells you to do something, maybe you don't necessarily like what you're supposed to do, you just remember that ultimately you're doing it for Jesus. Now, you would do anything for Jesus, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you do it? If Jesus would ask you to do something, wouldn't you say, I'd do anything for Jesus Christ? Well, the next time you are on the job and you have an assignment from Him, you do it for Him. Not as a man pleaser, Paul said, but to please God. This is the ministry of everyday work. And when we work with Him, we are business partners with God, meeting the needs of people all around us. People need food, people need clothing, people need housing, people need medicine, people need encouragement, people need education, and on and on. And it is through our work as believers in Jesus Christ that we are able to touch people. And especially do people need the Lord Jesus Christ, and often our witness at work is the most powerful influence for Christ. To use our abilities for the glory of God. That's the ministry. Some people say, well, you know, if I could work up there at the church where you just sing hymns all day and walk up and down the halls reading your Bible, I could see that as a ministry, but not my job. No, your job, if you're a believer in Christ, is a ministry. It is a meaningful work. I don't care what you do. Don't get the idea, start thinking that because you're not an ordained pastor or preacher that what you do is somehow less than the best. Not at all. If you're a preacher or a plumber, a doctor or a lawyer, a cashier, a data processor, if you are giving your life to follow Jesus Christ, this is His calling upon your life. This is His ministry through your life. And God has placed you right where He's placed you to do extraordinary things for you and through you. You say, well, my job's so ordinary, it's so small. God delights to take small things and ordinary people and do extraordinary and great things for Himself. So you consider that the next time you show up for work. Remember, there's really, sometimes we talk about someone being called to full-time Christian ministry. By that, we mean someone's been called to the ministry of the church, and many are called to the ministry of the church. But really, all of us are called to full-time Christian ministry. You're a missionary for Christ. You're a minister for the Lord Jesus Christ. And you say, well, that means at church. No, it may mean at church. It certainly should include your church ministry. But beyond the church, it's your ministry there and the place that God has put you on your job. That's a service for Jesus Christ. And God has called you to the ministry of work.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and today's message, Faith at Work. God sent His angels to care for His church, to protect you, encourage you, and inspire you to push back the enemy and boldly live out your faith. That's why Dr. Graham wants to send you his book, Angels, to show you you're not alone. Angels is our special thanks for your gift to help boldly proclaim God's word through PowerPoint's global outreach. This is the last week of this offer, so call today. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website, again, is jackgraham.org. Now let's get back to today's message, Faith at Work.
But what is the motive of everyday work? The motive of taking faith to work. Again, verse 6 in chapter 6 says, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service. What is the reason that we go to work? Why do we work? You say, well, I know why I work. It's to make money. Well, making money is certainly an important part of work. A laborer is worthy of his hire. And if you're an employer, you ought to pay a worthy wage, and that's connected to this passage as well. But you know, ultimately, money is not a good enough motivation for work. There's a higher motivation for work than simply making money. You can make a lot of money, and if God blesses you with a great job and a wonderful salary and a prosperous way, then you thank Him and you be faithful what He's given to you. The Bible doesn't say that money is evil. The Bible says the love of money is evil, the root of all sin. But money in itself is neither good nor bad. Money can be used for the glory of God, and many of you faithfully use your money and your possessions to honor Christ. But ultimately, money is not the primary and preeminent motivation. What is the motivation for getting up and going to work every day? You ought to go to work for the same reason that you go to church. And that is to glorify God and serve Him. To glorify God and to serve Jesus Christ. That is why we work. That is the motivation that makes life and labor worth it all. He says, do it, in verse 6, the will of God from the heart, with good will, doing service as unto the Lord and not unto men. Romans 11:36, all things are from Him and through Him and to Him. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 31 says, whatever you eat or drink, whatever you do, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, for the Christian, every day is a holy deed, and every deed is a holy deed. What we do for God and His glory, and that will transform your thinking and your attitude and your actions every day on your job. Now, there's a wonderful verse in chapter 4 of Ephesians and verse 28. And in this verse, we see the industry of everyday work, we see the integrity of everyday work, and we see the investment or the generosity of everyday work. Look at verse 28 of Ephesians chapter 4. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who is in need. We see there the industry of work. Let him labor, working with his hands. We see the integrity of work. Let him who stole steal no longer. And we see the investment of work, that he may have something to give him who has need. There you have it in this very dynamic verse. This wonderful motivation for work. First of all, the industry of it is seen. We're to do what we have to do with excellence, to keep learning and growing, to do it with effort. You know, the Apostle Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before, I press to the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. Paul could have said, you know, I've been on 2 missionary journeys. I've done a lot for the Lord. I've been stoned. I've been left for dead. I've been put in prison. I've been beaten. I think I'm going to just hang it up and let someone else do it. But Paul never said that. He said, I haven't arrived. I haven't finished yet. God's not through with me yet. I'm going to keep going and keep doing what God has called me to do. In fact, he was willing to march off the map. He ended his days in Rome. He was looking towards going to Spain. He wanted to make sure, if at all possible, that everyone had the opportunity to hear the gospel of Christ. That was his job. And while the apostle took his job, we are to take ours as well. All of us remember what our parents used to tell us. If it's worth doing, it's worth doing what? Well. And that's good advice. God the Father gives us that advice. We Christians ought to work harder and do better than anyone on the job force. For any less than our best is sin against God. But not only does he speak about the industry of our work, but the integrity of our work. Have you ever heard this someone make this statement? I would rather do business with anyone than those Christians. You've probably heard a statement like that. I have. And sometimes it's just an alibi for those who don't know Christ, but sometimes it speaks of the lack of integrity and the hypocrisy of Christians in the workplace. Our standards ought to be the highest standards of all. Our ethics must be impeccable. Let him who stole steal no more. The honesty of hard work. A laborer is worthy of his hire. A Christian must not be lazy. You know, one way to have a lack of integrity is to be lazy at work and not do our jobs. The Bible commends honest and hard work, but it condemns laziness in all of its forms. Most of all, it is our integrity and our character in the world, in the workplace, that matters the most for the advance of the kingdom. Our character is what counts. Do people know us at the workplace as living the life that we profess, of having integrity in all of our business dealings, in all of our work? That's the command, the clear command of Scripture. This is an important lesson to teach to our children. Remember, this is in the context of the Spirit-filled life. Paul said in Ephesians 5:18, to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And then he talks about how the Spirit-filled life is manifested in our lives. It's manifested in our worship life, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. The Spirit-filled life is to be manifested in our wedded life, our marriage and families. And the Spirit-filled life is also to be manifested in our work lives. That's where the Christian life is to be lived. Say, what's the best way to witness on my job? One of the best ways is to give your heart and your soul and your strength to the job before you. And then to have compassion towards those around you. What's the secret? You know, there's certain people, when they walk in a room, they just charge the atmosphere of the room. What's so different about people who make a difference like that? Well, first of all, it's because they have faith and optimism, and they face every day with faith and optimism. This is going to be a great day. This is a day to serve Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Instead of just getting out of bed and sloshing down some coffee and fighting the traffic and driving to work and going through the motions and watching the clock, they go with an attitude of faith and optimism. Secondly, they fill every day with joy. I'm not talking about a plastic smile or a goofy grin, but the deep abiding joy that comes from knowing Jesus. They also, people who charge and change the atmosphere of a work environment or of a room, they radiate the love of Christ. They draw people to them like a magnet. Why? Because they're lifting up Christ in their lives. Fourthly, they're always doing while others are doubting. Fifthly, they're working while others are complaining. Sixthly, they're always developing their gifts and discovering their potential, never resting on their laurels or what happened yesterday or last week or the last deal, but they're always advancing forward. They make things happen while others are waiting and watching things happen, but ultimately the reason people make an impact is because they pray and ask God to fill them with the Holy Spirit every single day. And when we live like that, we don't live beneath the stress and the pressure and the pain of a job, but we live life on purpose and life with passion. That is the motive and the ministry of work, faith at work. And one final brief word, and that is the manifestation of it or the reward of it. For verse 8 says, knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is slave or free. No matter how big or small the job may be, God sees, God knows, and he is going to reward our faith and our faithfulness.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and today's message, Faith at Work. The spiritual battle that's raging around us couldn't be more evident. And as a member of Christ's church, you have the support of his mighty angels to win the fight. In his book, Angels, Dr. Graham shows you how to tap into the support God has given you through his angels so you can stand strong and defeat the enemy in the fight for our culture. Angels is our thanks for your gift today to help boldly proclaim the truth of the gospel and the hope it brings to more people around the world through PowerPoint. This is the last week of this offer, so call today. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website, again, is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
Too many believers think it's only pastors, evangelists, missionaries, professionals who are to be in the full-time service of the Lord. But the fact is, every believer is to be in the full-time service of following Jesus and being used of God in a very personal way. You may have thought that your job is insignificant or that you're not able to really make a difference in the lives of people around you. Well, I want to encourage you today and really challenge you to think about this and change your perspective. God has placed you exactly where you are. And when you are a follower of Christ, things don't just happen randomly in your life. God is at work, unfolding His plans. He's placed you where He has placed you, in that job, in that home, in that family, at this exact time for a real purpose. Work is something that God has ordained for our good. It's not just something to be endured. It is something to be enjoyed. And when you give yourself to work with a great attitude, this brings pleasure to the heart of God because you're doing it ultimately for Him. And this is what a true servant of God always does. Your work is an opportunity for you to develop your character, which is of ultimate importance to the Lord. And that blesses people around you. It's not just the money that you earn, but the very service that you contribute that meets people's needs, and you have a unique responsibility to find and fulfill God's purpose for your life in your work. Don't let heartless work or half-hearted work be a part of your day. Whatever the Lord has given you to do, do it with enthusiasm, commitment, and excellence. And this will bring glory to God and give your life a new meaning every day. Anything less is not fitting for a child of God. So go today and work for the glory of Jesus.
And that is today's PowerPoint. Remember, when you give a gift to PowerPoint, we'll send you Dr. Graham's book, Angels, as our thanks. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131. And join us again next time as Dr. Graham brings a message about how you can win every battle you face. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.